Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we bow before you. Our most gracious Father, that in this short moment you will explain to us the power, the mystery, the potency of the Holy Communion, that you will release to our hearts what this injunction, what it means. Guide and guide us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Blessed be thy holy name.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
A better amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've been fasting for a long time now. A whole of close to 24 hours. And the Lord will have us look at something profound. I want you to be very attentive. The power in the Holy Communion. The power in the Holy Communion. I want you to understand that Jesus made some statements that are profound. Jesus made some statements that are profound. And when the Master himself, who is the way, the truth, and the life, when he says things, we need to pay attention. Now, the quality of what you see tonight is depending on how your heart is open to receive. Very important. This is something the Spirit of God helped me to see that has changed me forever. That has changed me forever. Now, let's begin from here. How did man fall? Man fell by eating. Are you following me? Man fell by eating. John chapter 6, put your hand on verse 53. Are you in John chapter 6? Put your hand there because I will be speaking from that. John chapter what?
6.
John chapter 6. Verse 53. Put your hand on verse 53. I'll be speaking from verse 53. Man fell. I'll be coming to that. Man fell through eating. Is that not so? The day ye eat, ye shall surely die. That tells you eating is not ordinary. Food is not ordinary. There's something spiritual about what we put in our mouth. If by eating they lost the glory, then it is by eating we recover the glory. In the day ye eat, ye shall die. Is that not what the Lord said to them?
Yeah.
In the day ye eat, ye shall surely die. And the Bible says, when they ate, their eyes was open. And they saw they were naked. When they what? When they ate. There is something spiritual from day one about food. We'll open our mouth. Now, you take note that in the wilderness, God rained down manna. Is that not so?
Yes.
And I will rush that scripture. What God said, do you know that? What are the things you find in the Ark of Covenant? The Ten Commandments. The rod. Then you find what? Manna. Manna is there as a token. Thank you, sweet. Manna is there as a token of a bread from heaven. Is that not so? I said, is that not so? And he said, I gave ye manna so that you can know that man should not live by bread. You know that's where that scripture came from. So that you will know that man will not live by bread, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Imagine again, God was confirming to them his faithfulness through eating. There's something about food. How did Esau lose his birthright? By eating. Change your mind when you think eating is not spiritual. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
There is something spiritual about food. So, came out. I want to establish that scripture. Deuteronomy 8 verse what? Verse 3. What did he say? Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3. What did he say?
So, he humbled you.
He allowed you to hunger.
And fed thee with manna,
which thou knowest not.
Your fathers
didn't know it.
He
might make thee know
higher
that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. How did he establish that to them? Through what? Through eating. Through manna. He showed them by the provision of manna that man lives by the word, not just by bread. Again, I repeat. How did Esau lose his birthright? How did Jacob carry the blessing? Through food. Through eating. When Isaac ate, he pronounced the blessing. Are you following me? Change your mind about eating. Actually, you are what you eat. You are what? You are what you eat. Are you following scriptures this? Food is not ordinary. Baruna Siva Tashta. If our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, what now makes that body to function? Food.
Eating well.
If the body is the temple of the spirit and food makes the body function well, then food has a spirit dimension. Are you following this? Because I'm about to stop. Food has a spiritual dimension to your body. So we fell from the grace, from the power, from the dominion, from the authority, from the sheer nature with the Father. We fell through food. We fell by putting something in our mouth. It means we shall recover through eating. That's why in John chapter 6, verse 53, can you read it for me? John chapter 6 and verse 53. How does he put it? Every translation, can I hear you? Amplified version.
And Jesus said to them.
Jesus said to them.
I assure you. Most solemnly.
I tell you.
You
can't have life in you.
Unless you eat the flesh of
the Son. Unless
you eat the flesh.
Of who?
Of man.
Of man. Of who?
Of man.
No.
The flesh of the Son of
man. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of who? Of the Son of Man. Yes?
And drink his blood.
Unless you appropriate his life. That's 53. I need another translation. What translation is that? Good news.
Jesus said to them,
I'm telling you the truth.
If you do not eat
the flesh of the Son of Man
and drink his blood,
you will not have what?
Life in yourself.
Because when we ate, we died at the fall of man. But now we must eat to have the life in us. If we die by eating, we will live by eating. Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man. And you see, take note of that scripture. He didn't say, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of God. Because as man, you must understand that we are to share that flesh. You can't kill the Son of God. You can only kill the Son of Man. Get it clear? He is the Son of God. But if he's not man on the cross, you can't kill him. You have to kill, he must be man to be able to kill him. Because as God, you can't kill him. Don't forget the Son of God is Son of Man. But that dimension of him as man is what makes his flesh breakable. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood. Read on, please.
Jesus said to them, I am telling you.
No, verse 54 now.
Whoever eats my flesh
and drinks my blood
has what?
This is not some empty church doctrine. You can eat the Holy Communion without revelation. You can take the Holy Communion without revelation. Without revelation is a mere show. It is revelation that releases to you an understanding. Means of flesh. It's not an ordinary thing. Go on, please. You don't have life in you. Yes.
And I will raise him to life in the last day.
Hey! Breeze Eftas. If I take part of that flesh and on that blood, there is no doubt I'll be raptured. Because who will raise me up on the last day? Will I raise myself on the last day? Who is committed to my raising on the last day? Who is committed to my raising on the last day? Why? Because I have his flesh and his blood. Because I have his flesh and his blood, he can't leave me behind. Something establishes and seals off my path of being a member of the heavenlies. So, You see, when the Lord was teaching me this, it was practically like, he said, if you don't see it, it's a normal, it's an ordinary thing. He said, because my church does not see it, the church has not walked in the power. Because the church has not understood it, the reality that follows, we've not touched it. Alas, you cannot eat his flesh and your brain doesn't wake up. There's nothing like that. It takes revelation. Darashka. As I read on, please.
For my flesh is the willful.
Eh?
For my flesh is the willful.
Eh?
For my flesh.
My flesh is what?
The willful.
All other food is what? Fake food. Because this is the real food, though. The one the Father wants you to eat. Go on, please.
My blood is the real drink.
My blood.
Whoever eats my flesh.
Whoever eats my flesh.
And drinks my blood.
And drinks my blood.
Lives in me.
Oh, they nasties. He what?
Lives in me.
He what?
Lives in me.
He lives in me. I am in Christ, and Christ is in me. I'm in fellowship with the Father. I'm in fellowship with the Word. I'm in fellowship with the Spirit of the Lord. He lives in me, I live in Him. God can't deny this fact. This is the mystery of the Holy Communion. Whosoever, read on, please.
The living Father sent me.
The living Father sent me.
And because of Him I live.
Because of Him I live.
In the same way.
In the same balasa. If the Father sent me and I live because of Him, in the same way.
Whoever eats me.
Whoever eat okukuwa so, He said it plainly. Whosoever eats me.
Will live because of
me. Will live because of me. So there is no harassment of death from any angle. Whosoever eats me, we what? Eh? We what? So I'm no more living because of myself. This is what makes you enter the understanding that you can't be stranded, because I'm living because of Christ. I'm praying your eyes of understanding will be enlightened.
Amen.
If you catch these things once and for all, You will demonstrate authority before Lucifer effortlessly. You will know he can't harass me. It's not a question of, oh Lord, this is not, oh Lord. It's, I hurt his body. Read that scripture one more time. Open your spirit to see the scripture. Open your spirit. See, open your spirit to see the scripture. Open your spirit to see the scripture. Jesus is making. Do you know what verse are you, my dear?
57.
What does 58 say?
This then is the bread that came down from
the. We are still going on. This is what?
The bread that came down.
The bread that came down. That what?
It came down from heaven.
That came down from where?
From heaven.
Oh, you see, Christ is taking us a step further now. A step further now. Whereas we need to go with the fact that yes, he was born, but he was telling you here that look, I'm beyond born. I came down from where? From heaven. The same way manna came down from heaven. Go on.
It is not like the bread that your ancestors.
It's not, and I'm not like that bread, though. Yes.
But then later died.
They ate it and they later died.
The one who eats.
If others, if you eat this bread, who is which bread? Me. I am the bread of life. The one who eats this bread will what?
Live forever.
Will what?
Live forever.
Will what?
Live forever.
So, through eating, you are establishing your eternal existence. Through eating, What we're about to do tonight, Satan dreads it when you eat by revelation. Satan hates it when the church begins to function in the revelation of the Holy Communion. Satan hates it. He does not like it. He would rather have it as a mere religious show. That has been said. They have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You see, it can be a form of godliness. Exactly. That's what I'm going. You know, because also when you want to become a witch, you must eat. Is that not so? There is a eating. Even the devil knows it's a code. You see somebody that eats something now, suddenly will begin to fly. Somebody without wings, by eating, will start flying. There must be a substance in that food that devil gave them. When they want to initiate some cult people, they must pierce your body, bring out your blood, and ask you to taste it. It's an initiation. You see, you don't know, also on our side, it's initiation. What's initiation? To make you belong. That's what it is. Don't be too negative about initiation. To make you belong and to cause you to have access to everything that rules here. The power, the whatever. That's Satan also saw that it's a code. There are codes. When you know them, you can enter any door. That's why you see a skinny boy, skinny like this. After eating what they ate in their court, what is that boy doing? You will see a boy skinny bold. You see a woman. What has made his boldness to come alive? What he ate. A man, Savior, when I began to eat the Holy Communion out of revelation, some things began to change. I knew these some things are not ordinary. That's, I don't dream and see masquerade and wake up and pray. I hate his flesh. I don't pray. It's a revelation. It's not. I'm not thinking my future will be bright. There's not that, because I will live because of him. I know that my death, my leaving the earth, must be announced by God to me. The same way my own master said, now is time to glorify. He knew. Paul knew. Peter knew. They knew when they were supposed to die. You know why? Because I hate his flesh and his blood. And I live because of him. Satan cannot take my life without God's permission. No. He doesn't even have access to it. You may be a missionary and not know this truth. Because in the kingdom, we function by revelation. Turn your Bible now to look at our master again. Holy Spirit, we ask that you will cause us to see. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. Holy Ghost. Luke chapter 22 and verse number 19. How did he put it? Can I have another translation? That's different from Good News. NIV, please.
He took bread. Give thanks and broke it.
He took bread and gave thanks. We are going to do exactly tonight. He took bread and gave thanks. Yes?
And broke it.
And broke it.
And gave it to them.
And broke it. And gave it to them.
Then saying,
you know, I told you in the morning, in the afternoon also, that it is the breaking that causes the spirit to come out. Is that not so? He broke it. and he broke it so that they could all share in it. So it's not, it has to be broken for every man to have a share. It's not something they gave to you alone for you to consume alone. It has to be broken. Go on, please.
Saying, this is my body.
This is my body,
which is given for you.
Which is given, broken for you. Yes?
Do this in remembrance of
me. Do this in what?
In remembrance.
So each time we break bread and eat the supper, we are practically remembering Jesus Christ. Yes?
Likewise, he also took the cup after supper.
He also took the cup after supper.
And the Lord said, Simon.
No. This cup is the what? Is the new covenant. Commandilash. This what?
This cup.
Is the what?
Is the new covenant.
What is a covenant? A covenant is binding. Have you ever heard of somebody, what do they call it in Yoruba? And say, Omule. Imule. Covenant. And over the Dali, are you getting it? Get it. You're about to see something now. When the cup was taken by Christ, God was establishing a covenant with us that he cannot break. We and the Lord enter the covenant. There's something about covenant too. That's why if you see anybody that enters a covenant with any spirit, it takes serious deliverance. Serious one. And one of the ways to break covenant, when people have covenant in the spiritual realm, is to give them the Lord's Supper. Are you willing to be a part of the Lord? Say, I'm willing. You are sure you are willing? You are sure you are willing? Once the consent is there, get the Lord's Supper out. Because you will cancel covenant by covenant. Listen. By eating the Lord's body, you have entered into a covenant with God that no devil can break. No devil. No devil can break. It's a covenant. God, through the Holy Communion, signs a covenant to be your father. God, through the Holy Communion, enters a covenant with you that you are the righteousness of him. God through the, it's a covenant. It's not, all you need to do is eat. Eat by faith. Eat out of revelation. God through the, oh, hallelujah. Amen. No power of earth, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns. Cause me home. This is the power of Christ in me. It's important for you to know this. He entered into a covenant with us. He said, this is the blood of the new covenant. This is the cup of the new testament in my blood. Hallelujah. We drank blood, sir. And scripture says, you are to keep drinking the blood. Imagine presently now, on earth, we are drinking the blood. We drink blood. Do witches drink blood? They stole it to renew their power. You see, they say, go and kill your mother so that we can drink our blood to renew the power. If there is no shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So the purity, the holiness, the grace, the authority the sanctification, the redemption in the blood of Jesus, what are you doing? You are drinking it. So I tell you this. When you eat the Lord's body and you drink the Lord's blood, you become part of the Lord. You are one with the Lord. Are you following this? You are united. You are sealed up a covenant. God will not break his own. Don't break your own. You see, you also must understand it. Turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians. So you can understand. Turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. No. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. First Corinthians 11 verse 21. In eating, he was correcting something there. Those who were eating the Lord's body without revelation. Yes?
And one is hungry, another is
next verse.
What are you? Have you not outspoken and not drinking or despised with the church of God of the Lord?
I have received of the Lord
that which also I delivered
to you.
The Lord Jesus
the same night
in which he was betrayed.
The night in which he was betrayed.
When he gave thanks,
he broke that body. Yes?
Take it. This is my body.
This is my body.
Which is broken for you.
Do this in remembrance of me.
After the same manner.
He took the cup.
When he has what?
Sucked. Yes?
This cup is the New Testament.
In my blood.
Do it as often as you drink.
You do this in remembrance of me. Can I have NIV? Continue from that one.
Verse 23 or 26.
26. 25.
In the same way. After supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood.
Okay.
Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me."
Okay.
"Or whenever you eat this bread."
Whenever you eat this bread
and drink this cup. You proclaim the Lord's death.
You what? You proclaim the Lord's death. And to proclaim the Lord's death is to establish Satan's defeat. Because where was Satan defeated? On the cross when he died. So you are, by eating, you are publicly reminding Lucifer of his defeat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Satan does not like this. Because he reminds him of his doom and his powerlessness over those who have received Christ. Satan will want this thing to become a mere show. No power. Go on.
Until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup.
If you eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord,
in an unworthy manner, the duty of sinning against the body. The blood of the Lord.
You are sinning against what? The body and the blood. See, this is where you have, you know, there are three categories that they say sin. You know, there is sin against the Holy Spirit. There is sin against your own body. There is sin against the body of the Lord and the blood of the Lord. Don't let us go into that. So don't eat it. Do it. Go on.
Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat.
You see that? Examine yourself before you eat. Because this is a serious one. And what do they mean by examining yourself? You don't eat it anyhow. I have to go and wash my hand again. It's my master's body. I don't handle it anyhow. This is what connotes his presence. Don't forget, it's the revelation behind it that makes it so. Hope you know, when he also broke that bread, it was the bread they bought in the market. But that bread in the hands of my master and his pronouncement makes it his body. Symbolic. This is symbolic. Finish it before we pray.
For those who eat and drink without discerning.
Without discernment. Without discerning what?
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Eat and drink judgment in themselves.
What are they eating to themselves? So do you see how the church is judging itself? Those who eat and drink without discerning, what do they carry upon themselves in, like that? What they can just put it? Damnation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Now look at this. Do you see how the church can enter into damnation with unbelievers? By not discerning what is before them. If a member of the body will continue in sin and still come to discredit the Lord's body, it's trouble. And for those who are believers who just don't have understanding, what is the next thing he said?
That is why many.
This is what happens. That's why
many among you are weak and sick.
So when you see a Christian just get sick, unexplainable sickness and weakness. So, by virtue of that understanding, when you eat the Lord's body, you should reverberate with sound earth. So, are you following me? How can I eat Christ the healer and be sick? Not that I'm praying for healing, no. I eat Christ the healer. So healing flows in my system. No revelation, you won't have it. I know I cannot be diagnosed of any sickness. When I started, and the Lord said, I know, if you tell me, I will say, no, I can't eat this body and have sickness. It's not possible. If I eat it unworthily, that's why some of you are sick. That means you are not expected to be sick. James 5 said, is any sick among you? That means not expecting it to be normal. Is any. You know, he didn't say there will always be sick people. Is any. Let him call. Because you're not supposed to be. So call for the elders. That's why some of you are weak. Some of you are sick. And what? Some die. These ones are believers. They are saved. But they did not discern. So what's the judgment? They have to die prematurely. They have to what? Die prematurely. In closing, when we ate his body and drank his blood, we didn't have our life anymore. Hallelujah. Are you following me? I said, are you following? We didn't have our life anymore. We became one with him. I remember when the Spirit of God began to say to me that when you eat my body and drink my flesh, you are willing to do anything for the kingdom. Because it's not you have me inside you now. You know, he said that if you eat his body, if you drink his blood, he lives in me and I in him. Is that not so? We are willing now to suffer persecution. Who will the world persecute? They will persecute us because of Christ. Because we belong to him, people will look for us. We have eaten his flesh. We have drank his blood. There is no property that you can claim is your own anymore. You've eaten his flesh. You've drank his blood. You don't have career again. You drank that cup. The body of the Lord is in. That's why I say if you eat it without discerning. No wonder somebody eats the Lord's body, he wants to pursue self-career. He will eat damnation unto himself. We don't understand this sacrament. It is the body of the Lord. As Adam ate and became a personal, permanent slave of Lucifer. As he ate and he fell and he was under the lordship of the devil, so also we ate and permanently will be under God. Any attempt for us by our choice, you know, that's the way the power of choice means. Choice can cancel things. If by your choice you step out, you are eating damnation to yourself. You are eating damnation. See, when you are a Christian, understand why you are a Christian. After tonight, it should be fresh in your understanding. I can no more pursue my life. Why? The blood of Jesus runs within me. And he said we should do this often. Because each time we eat it, we are sealing up the covenant. We are put, you see, we are not just eating it in our spirit. We is part of our blood. Hallelujah. 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 When he rose from the dead, he could declare to the people, I go to your father and your father. May the Lord open your eyes tonight afresh to see. When I take the Holy Communion, I have no more my life. That's why there's no money called my money in my account. It belongs to the Lord. Because this seal our union. This is my body. I want you to go and meditate on the scriptures. Satan has no right to harass you again. Do you know if you take this by revelation, devil has no right to assault you anymore. There is no such thing as Ogundili, where? How? To he that carries in himself the body of Jesus. As Christ's physical presence threatens demons, so also with my physical presence threatens demons. They may not scream, but they know I came. I am sharing with you the things that I've proven, not things I'm thinking in my head. Your presence will cause their atmosphere to change. Why? The blood of Christ is in your blood. We are going to spend 30 minutes to pray and pray and pray and pray for the fact that I have within me his blood and his flesh. I can never be abandoned. Hallelujah. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Hallelujah. Because he owns my future. And my life is one. I live in joy because.
We hope you have been blessed by God's word. You want to abide in the infallible truths that you have listened to. For inquiries, contact the CSOAS Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-522-16374. Or you can email us on CSOAS Ministry18@gmail.com. God bless you.